The development of interpersonal skills and presence is a fundamental pillar of the spiritual healing coach's practice. Beyond techniques and tools, it is the quality of the connection and the depth of the being that are the real catalyst for transformation. Thus, cultivating one's knowledge of being is a path of ongoing evolution, requiring awareness, practice, and commitment. Presence is a subtle quality that manifests itself through full and complete attention to the present moment. It is a state of awakened consciousness where one is fully attentive to oneself, to others, and to what emerges in the here and now. Being present means being grounded in one's body, connected to one's senses, and open to all dimensions of the experience. It is also being in a state of benevolent neutrality, without judgment or expectation, to welcome what is with a fresh perspective. To develop their presence, coaches can rely on various contemplative practices such as meditation, mindfulness, and centering. By regularly training to observe their inner experience with curiosity and without judgment, they cultivate their ability to be in the present moment. They also learn to detach from their thoughts and emotions to create an inner space of calm and clarity. The practice of mindful breathing is another powerful lever to anchor one's presence. By focusing one's attention on the natural movement of the in-breath and the out-breath, one connects to one's center and opens up to the sacred dimension of life. Cardiac coherence, which involves synchronizing one's breathing with one's heartbeat, is also an excellent tool for quickly inducing a state of presence and serenity. On a relational level, presence manifests through a quality of listening and attentiveness to the other. This involves comprehensive listening that encompasses both words, tone of voice, facial expressions, body language, and energetic feeling. The coach learns to make room in themselves to fully accept what the other brings, without trying to fill the silences or guide the conversation. Empathy is another key skill in the helping relationship. This is the ability to put oneself in the other's place, to feel what they are experiencing from the inside without merging with their emotions. The empathic coach knows how to create a resonance and mutual understanding space, where the client feels deeply heard and recognized. They use reflection, rephrasing, and validation to show their understanding and encourage authentic expression. Congruence is another essential quality of relational presence. This is the alignment between what one thinks, what one feels, and what one expresses. A congruent coach is authentic, integral, and transparent in their communication. They dare to express what they perceive with respect and kindness, without trying to please or seduce. They embody what they teach and inspire trust through their consistency. To develop their interpersonal skills, coaches can rely on various tools such as nonviolent communication, NVC, transactional analysis, TA, or neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. These approaches provide reading grids and concrete techniques to better understand relational dynamics, clarify needs and expectations, manage conflicts, and communicate effectively and kindly. Bodywork is another potent lever to develop one's presence and refine one's interpersonal skills. By learning to listen to their body's messages, release tensions, and express through movement, coaches increase their self-awareness and ease in their interactions. Practices such as yoga, dance, qigong, or martial arts are excellent means of cultivating bodily presence and developing sensitivity. Beyond techniques, it is primarily through fully engaging in the relationship, with all their being, that the coach develops their presence and interpersonal skills. This requires courage, humility, and perseverance. It's a journey of constant learning, where one learns from each encounter, each difficulty, each moment of grace. By cultivating an attitude of openness, curiosity, and kindness towards oneself and others, the coach gradually refines their knowledge of being and becomes a powerful catalyst for transformation. Developing one's presence and relational skills also means learning to rely on one's intuition and inner guidance. By connecting to their deep feelings, to that small voice that knows beyond words, the coach can offer a fit and adjusted presence at every moment. They become a channel for a more expansive intelligence, guiding them towards the words, gestures, and silences that invite healing and awakening. Lastly, cultivating one's presence and relational skills is a spiritual path that continuously brings us back to the essentials. By learning to welcome each moment and each encounter as an opportunity for heart opening and connection to life, the coach awakens to the sacred dimension of their profession. They become a servant of life, a passer of worlds, humbly working for the healing and awakening of all beings. Their presence radiates far beyond words and directly touches the hearts of those they assist, revealing to them their own light and wisdom. Key takeaways: the development of interpersonal skills and presence is essential for a spiritual healing coach. The quality of the connection and the depth of the being are the real catalysts for transformation. Presence is a state of awakened consciousness, where one is fully attentive to oneself, the other, and the present moment. It is cultivated through contemplative practices such as meditation, mindfulness, and mindful breathing. Comprehensive listening, empathy, and congruence are key skills in the helping relationship. The coach learns to fully accept the other, empathize with what they are experiencing, and communicate authentically and kindly. Tools such as NVC, TA, and NLP, as well as bodywork, can help develop relational skills and presence. It is through fully engaging in the relationship, with courage, humility, and perseverance, that the coach refines their knowledge of being and becomes a powerful catalyst for transformation. The coach learns to rely on their intuition and inner guidance to offer a fit and adjusted presence at each moment. Cultivating one's presence and interpersonal skills is a spiritual path that awakens the sacred dimension of the coaching profession. The coach becomes a servant of life, working for the healing and awakening of all beings.